Dispatches from the war, the pharmaceutical medical troops occupy planet Earth. June 23, 2021. How many drug scripts do doctors write per year? By John Rappaport. I wrote the following piece in 2017. It details the massively successful infiltration of pharmaceutical armies among the population. These men and women are war criminals. Here we go. Medical News Today reports that, in 2011, there was a modest uptick in the number of drug prescriptions written in the U.S. The increase brought the total to 4.02 billion. Yes, in 2011, doctors wrote 4.02 billion prescriptions for drugs in America. That's an average of roughly 13 prescriptions for each man, woman, and child. That's about one new prescription every month for every American. Update: The Kaiser Family Foundation reports that in 2016, 4,065,479,343 drug prescriptions were written by U.S. doctors, an increase of 65 million. The Medical News Today article concluded, "The industry should be heartened by the growth of the number of prescriptions and spending. Yes, I'm sure the drug industry popped champagne corks. We're talking about prescriptions here. We're not talking about the number of pills Americans took. We're also not counting over-the-counter drugs or vaccine shots." Pharmacopeia, a 2011 exhibition at the British Museum, estimated that the average number of pills a person takes in his or her own lifetime in the UK is 14,000. That's as a result of prescriptions. Including over-the-counter drugs, the 14,000 number would swell to 40,000 pills taken in a lifetime. What are the effects of all these drugs? We are looking at a supreme Trojan horse that is rotting out America and all other countries from the inside. Wars, no wars, economic deprivation, economic prosperity. The drugs continue to do their work, debilitating and ruining and terminating lives. Many sources can be cited to confirm this assessment. On January 8, 2001, the LA Times published an article by one of the best medical reporters in the business, Linda Marsa, "When Good Drugs Do Harm." Marsa quoted researcher Dr. David Bates, who indicated that, in the U.S., there are 36 million serious adverse reactions to medical drugs per year. On July 26, 2000, the Journal of the American Medical Association published the most stunning mainstream estimate of medical drug damage in history. Is U.S. health really the best in the world? The author was Dr. Barbara Starfield, a respected public health researcher at the Johns Hopkins School of Public Health. Starfield concluded that medical drugs were killing Americans at the rate of 106,000 per year. That's a million deaths per decade. This is a conservative sketch of the Trojan horse that has been placed in the center of every country in the world. The pharmaceutical juggernaut will continue, no doubt about it. The only question is, how many people will wake up and seek another way? The destruction of societies by medical drugs goes far beyond what some people call overprescribing. This isn't just a tilt in the wrong direction. It isn't simply errors of judgment compounded by the number of doctors dispensing medicines. Those are all polite terms suggesting the situation can be corrected through a show of better professional judgment. That will never happen. Countries of the world are literally being assaulted by pharmaceutical companies and their foot soldier doctors. It's chemical warfare. To even begin to see a light at the end of the tunnel, hundreds of millions of people must add themselves to the roles of those who already are pursuing better health through natural means. Not even the Nazis and their dearly beloved cartel, the monster Ig Farben, dreamed of the day when the citizenry would line up and demand to ingest more and more life-destroying chemicals. What about the FDA? The federal agency responsible for certifying all medical drugs safe and effective, before release for public use in the U.S. The FDA is completely aware of the monstrous death toll and the injuries stemming from the very drugs they're approving, but they take zero responsibility. On an FDA website page, "Preventable Adverse Drug Reactions, A Focus on Drug Interactions," the agency discusses the problem, but as you can see from the title, they're framing the conversation in terms of interactions, as if drugs are maiming and killing people because they are accidentally combining effects. This is a gross lie. Here are quotes from the FDA page, which come just after trying to pawn off absurdly low drug death and injury numbers. However, other studies conducted on hospitalized patient populations have placed much higher estimates on the overall incidence of serious ADRs, adverse drugs reactions. These studies estimate that 6.7% of hospitalized patients have a serious adverse drug reaction with a fatality rate of 0.32%. If these estimates are correct, then there are more than 2,216,000 serious ADRs in hospitalized patients, causing over 106,000 deaths annually. If true, then ADRs are the fourth leading cause of death, ahead of pulmonary disease, diabetes, AIDS, pneumonia, accidents, and automobile deaths. These statistics do not include the number of ADRs that occur in ambulatory settings. Also, it is estimated that over 350,000 ADRs occur in U.S. nursing homes each year. 3. The exact number of ADRs is not certain and is limited by methodological considerations. However, whatever the true number is, ADRs represent a significant public health problem that is, for the most part, preventable. Yes, preventable, if any government were determined to neutralize the pharmaceutical armies ravaging humanity. But that is not the case. Governments are backing the killers.